Tennessee state legislators have created bills that could put wine bottles on grocery store shelves. The lawmakers unveiled the bills in late January.
Right now, liquor stores and only liquor stores can sell packaged wine.
Liquor store owners would like to keep that exclusive right.
Douglas Hamm and his family own Island Point Wine and Spirits in Chattanooga. He's a Tennessee resident, like all liquor store owners. For him, this potential change in the law is basically about large grocery store chains taking sales from small businesses.
There's only one compelling reason to do it, and that's the profits of out-of-state grocery store chains.
Liquor store owners have to follow strict regulations, regulations that don't apply to grocery stores. While grocery stores can sell hundreds or thousands of different products, liquor stores can sell only alcohol.
So we can't sell glasses or ice or party supplies, anything like that. You can only sell wine and liquor.
But surveys show the majority of Tennessee consumers want the law changed. Jaron Springer is the president of the Tennessee Grocers and Convenience Store Association. His organization is pushing to get wine onto their store shelves. He says they're doing it for their customers.
We're doing it on behalf of our consumers.
Springer says his organization has conducted polls. So have universities.
Vanderbilt, I believe, has done a poll. MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, has done a couple of polls.
Vanderbilt found that about 60% of people want wine in grocery stores, even after being told that doing so could benefit large chain stores while hurting small locally owned businesses. MTSU polls have shown about 70% support for wine in food stores.
The debate between grocery store owners and liquor store owners is filled with speculation about how much money liquor stores might lose.
Estimates vary quite a bit.
The Tennessee Grocers and Convenience Store Association commissioned a study on the economic impact of this. Their study estimates liquor stores would lose between 5 and 28% of sales volume.
So is that all there is to it, taking business away from liquor stores?
Well, again, it depends on who you talk to. Remember, liquor store owners can sell alcohol right now and nothing else.
Not even a bag of ice.
Not even that. But some people say that should change. If grocery stores are suddenly selling wine, liquor store owners could sell ice or snacks or drink mixers, make up for lost wine sales. Jaron Springer from the Grocery Store Association was fine with that.
But the liquor store owners we talked to don't want to sell new types of products. Bart Quillman owns Red Dog Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
We operate and we only sell one product. We sell alcohol. And that's all we want to sell. We don't want to sell anything else. We don't want to be in the other. We don't want to sell groceries. We don't want to sell ice.
This debate comes up pretty much every year in Tennessee. Lawmakers introduce bills to allow wine in food stores. Liquor store owners say they've played by strict rules for years, so it's unfair to suddenly change the game. Grocery store owners say, well, consumers want this, and it would increase tax revenue in the state.
So we were wondering, where does the law come from in the first place?
The majority of states are not like this. Georgia isn't like this.
It does seem a little strange that Tennessee still is.
It is, and so I asked several people about it. I asked Douglas Hamm at Island Point Wine and Spirits what he knew about it. I think when people come from out of town, they're not familiar with Tennessee's specific laws. They're always kind of confused by this specific law that wine can be sold only in liquor stores and not grocery stores. Do you have any thoughts on the origin of this law, where it came from, why this is the situation in Tennessee?
Well, 17 states have this law. We actually copied ours from New York State back when Prohibition ended.
To talk about this, we do need to go back to Prohibition. Nationwide, Prohibition started in 1920. It ended across the United States in 1933.
But it didn't fully end in Tennessee in 1933.
Yeah, that's the thing. When nationwide prohibition ended, what that meant was the federal government was basically saying states can have these liquor sales, but states weren't required to.
So Tennessee kept a statewide ban on liquor and wine. Now the state did allow beer, but no liquor, no wine.
And what you've got to understand is wine has a higher alcohol content than beer. Wine usually has two or three times as much alcohol as beer does, so it's kind of closer to being liquor than it would be closer to being beer, basically.
Yeah, Tennessee kept the ban on wine and spirits until 1939.
And then, in 1939, legislators argued that Tennessee needed the extra tax revenue that would come from allowing wine and liquor sales. They argued that all the neighboring states were allowing it anyway, and they argued that Tennessee might as well legalize it because basically anyone could get moonshine. That's what a lot of these legislators were saying in the debates.
One legislator even said his 11-year-old son could get it.
A lot of people, though, were not happy that liquor sales were being legalized, even practical considerations aside, they just had strong religious convictions against drinking.
Counties could decide for themselves whether they wanted to be dry, and rural counties like Ray and Bradley stayed dry at the time.
More urban counties like Hamilton County and Davidson County became wet. Hamilton County was actually the very first county in Tennessee after Prohibition to start circulating a petition to become wet, like literally the day after they started circulating a petition to get liquor.
That's funny. They were prepared for that moment.
They were totally prepared. But in spite of all that, liquor laws were still pretty strict. In 1939, very strict laws, kind of like today, liquor could be sold only in these very special stores. And one of the people I talked to, he kind of explained to me like this. Imagine if today we decided to legalize cocaine overnight. We wouldn't just expect to find it, you know, at a convenience store or in the Rite Aid, in the grocery store, or something like that. If we were, for some reason, to legalize cocaine, we'd probably put it way off to the side in very special locations with a lot of security, a lot of strict regulations on it.
Yeah, where they just sold cocaine. No ice or paraphernalia or anything.
Right, exactly. So that's kind of what was going on back then, is why all these really strict laws were passed with wine and liquor and things like that.
And most Tennessee counties stayed dry in 1939.
Anyway, coming back to the present, Bard Quillman told me that even today, Tennessee still doesn't have a lot of drinkers.
We rank down out of 50 states as far as consuming alcohol. We probably rank 48th or 49th on a consistent basis. Probably only 60% of the people in the state of Tennessee have actually consumed a drink in the last 30 days. It explains a great deal to you, because when your friends may all consume alcohol, but there's a large portion of people within the state that their friends don't consume alcohol.
And I think that's important, because that's part of the reason why this ban on wine in grocery stores has managed to survive so long. Again, our state just doesn't have a huge percentage of drinkers. That's why we have these other weird laws, like, you know, every time somebody comes in from out of state and they want to visit the Jack Daniel's distillery, you have to tell them, well, it's actually located in a dry county, so you can go there, but you can't drink it. And then they laugh because they don't believe you. But
it's true. Yeah, it always surprises people.
And I think that's just part of it, is we have people who don't drink generally around here.
And one more thing. In 1939, legislators argued Tennessee should legalize liquor sales to raise more tax revenue. That's the same argument people are making today with wine and grocery stores, that it would raise more tax revenue.
The Tennessee General Fiscal Review Committee, that's a government agency that looks at the economic impact of legislation, they say state revenue will go up by millions if this passes. They figure if people have more places to buy wine, then people are going to buy more wine. That means more tax revenue, plus, you know, the food stores have to get licenses to sell wine. That means even more tax revenue.
Overall, they estimate up to $14 million more could be raised.
The study commissioned by the Tennessee Grocers and Convenience Store Association goes even further. It says wine in grocery stores could have between $19 and $38 million more dollars for the state.
Of course, like everything else in this debate, that's contentious. Douglas Hamm, owner of Island Point Wine and Spirits, says the numbers don't add up.
I think they're totally implausible.
So this comes up pretty much every year in Tennessee. This is the same debate every year. The grocery store owners want to get wine in their stores, increase sales, increase tax revenue. The liquor store owners say, if you do that, you'll be hurting us. The grocery store owners counter with, well, consumers want it.
Which it looks like they do based on those polls. It said most consumers would rather have wine in grocery stores than protect small businesses.
Yeah.
But it still never passes. What's the deal? Is it going to be different this year, Mike?
I think the one thing that's going to be different this year, the legislators behind the bill are proposing referendums. So much like with Prohibition in 1939 ending, there wasn't just some blanket permission across the state to have liquor. They let each county decide. That's what's going to happen again. Each county will decide, county by county, do you want wine in grocery stores if this legislation passes?
Let the people decide.
Exactly.
For WUTC, I'm Mary Helen Miller.
And I'm Michael Edward Miller.